when the close by army barracks closed at Ballykelly, we believed that was the end of the firing range as well. But several years later, it's still there, it's still active, and hundreds of acres are banned from the public. The red flags are flying. And that certainly doesn't mix up very well with the promotion of tourism and the grants that have been given to Malin Head and to McGilligan as areas that are identified as potentially growth areas for that industry.
When is the last time that it was actually used as a live firing range?
It has been used as we speak. It has grown new legs and it continues to be used in, for that reason. McGilligan, as you say, is a very beautiful area, as is Greencastle on the other side of the Foyle. There's a potential there to create hundreds and thousands of jobs in the future. And having an army firing range reminiscent of the Second World War is not the place for it, I'm sorry. We have to try and reassure people that, you know, it's safe to come here. And given that the violence of the past has virtually ended, it seems disappointing that we still have this firing range. The Wild Atlantic Way is part of an international tourism project, as was the gathering. These have been highly successful, and I would want the North to benefit from that, to enjoy it, to have the access to it, but also to have the reassurance that guns, which in themselves are a symbol of violence, are something that belong to the past.